Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
Greeny with Mike Greenberg, the podcast.
Happy ESPY Day. This is Greeny on ESPN Radio, the ESPN app. Courtney Cronin, Emmett Golden with you on this Wednesday morning. V.org/donate. 100% of proceeds that are sent to the V Foundation go to directly impact cancer research and those on the front line of defending against this disease that every single one of us has been affected by in some form or fashion. Emmett, this is something we've been talking about all morning. It's a huge day for us here at ESPN Radio, one of my favorite days because of the awareness that we bring to cancer research across all of our shows from the morning until the very night. We're taking you right into the ESPYs, 8 p.m. Eastern time on ABC. You're going to see the best of the best get crowned today for their achievements during the 2022 calendar year, but you're also going to see some really powerful speeches from the United States Women's National Soccer Team. They're being given the Arthur Ashe Award for Courage. Chicago White Sox pitcher Liam Hendricks, who is a cancer survivor himself, he's going to be honored with a Jimmy V Award for Perseverance. And of course, the Buffalo Bills training staff for their remarkable efforts in saving the life of Damar Hamlin during that game in Week 17 with the Cincinnati Bengals and the Buffalo Bills. They're being given the Pat Tillman Award for Service, which will be presented by MassMutual. Just an incredible day here on our family of networks. And I want to hear from you. 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. I thought about this earlier. The person you're texting on the phone, the person you saw on your way into work or at Starbucks this morning, the car you drove by, every person out there has been affected in one way or another by this horrible disease that's cancer. And we live through these stories. When Jim Valvano made his iconic speech, Emmett, and told us to never give up, that's something that you don't have to be going through cancer to resonate with. But that positivity in which he lived his life in those final 55 days he had, knowing that his time on Earth was not going to be very long. It's just a reminder for all of us just about like the preciousness that we, you know, deal with every single day, which is this gift of life and time, and being able to take what we have and make the most of it.
Yeah, it really is. It's a community. You know, it's something that we can all come together, a common opponent that we look at. You know, I always talk about how divided we are. We know how divisive just our country is. But one thing that we all agree upon is that we want to end cancer. Everybody, white, black, right, left, whatever you claim to be, I think we all believe that we want to end cancer. And you talk about how it's affected everybody. We even have Sam Pierce, our board op for today. His life had been affected. I'd love to have Sam jump on here. Sam, can you share your story with us?
I mean, absolutely. I lost my mom last year to pancreatic cancer. It was actually her second bout with pancreatic cancer. And she passed away about a month after I got the job here. And something just how me and my mom's relationship was, I was the baby. I was her only boy. And she held on until she knew I was okay. And that's kind of how I took it and how I felt, because she didn't tell anybody that she was terminal the second time around. She kept that to the vest. And I just couldn't imagine going through such a struggle and a pain alone, because she didn't have to go through it alone, and I didn't think she deserved to. But it was on par with what she's always done, and that's put her kids first. So without her, I'm not here today. I kind of always use an analogy. My first football game ever, I played Division I college football. But my first football game ever, my first touchdown, she ran stride for stride with me down the field. On the sideline in heels. This is a true story that people can confirm. She ran. Awesome. I don't know if I was that slow or she was that fast, or we met in the middle. But this is a true
maybe
story.
Maybe a little bit of both.
It's a little bit of both. And I just always feel like she's running this race with me. She's still there. She's on the sideline, and she's running this race with me. I look at her picture every time before I leave the house. And I've done the work. I don't get sad when I talk about my mom. I fill up with pride because that's what she instilled in me from day one. So it's always going to be F Cancer, and I love you, Mom.
Well, she would be so proud of you for all that you've accomplished throughout your life, Sam. And those stories are ones that all of our listeners right now can resonate with. We want to hear from you. 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. How has your life been impacted by cancer? What does the Jim Valvano speech mean to you? The message of not ever giving up, just like Sam had mentioned there with his mother. You don't lose your fight to cancer. You win. And as we have talked about all morning here on Greeny, it's the battle that that many of us have dealt with personally, and that we all are trying to see to the other side of this finish line. V.org/donate. 100% of your donations go to fund cancer research in honor of SB Day, the 30th anniversary of Jim Valvano's speech. Greeny is presented by Progressive Insurance. Save when you bundle motorcycle, RV, and boat insurance by visiting progressive.com. Courtney Cronin, Emmett Golden, sitting in on Greeny on this Wednesday morning. Stuart Scott had an iconic SB speech of his own before his life ended too soon due to cancer. Stuart was a champion for cancer research and especially driven to improve outcomes for minorities who are disproportionately affected by this disease. So with ESPN's help, the V Foundation has awarded over $16 million in grants from the Stuart Scott Fund since 2015. These grants are funded through the Stuart Scott's Fund directed towards research focused on racial disparities in cancer outcomes and general cancer research led by scientists from underrepresented groups. We want to play you a clip of Stuart Scott's iconic SB speech where he too, like Jim Valvano, implored us to keep going.
Every day I am reminded that our life's journey is really about the people who touch us. When I first heard that I was going to be honored with this reward, the very first thing that I did was I was speechless, briefly. I've presented this award before. I mean, I've watched in awe as Kay Yao and Eric LeGrand and all these other great people grace this stage. And although intellectually I get it, I'm a public figure, I have a public job, I'm battling cancer, hopefully I'm inspiring, at my gut level, I really didn't think that I belong with those great people. But I listened to what Jim Valvano said 21 years ago, the most poignant 7 words ever uttered in any speech anywhere. Don't give up. Don't ever give up. Those great people didn't. Coach Valvano didn't. So to be honored with this, I now have a responsibility to also not ever give up. I'm not special. I just listened to what the man said. I listened to all that he said, everything that he asked of us, and that's to build the V Foundation. And let me tell you, man, it works. I'm talking tangible benefits. You saw me in that clinical trial. Now, here's the thing about that. Coach Valvano's words 21 years ago, helping me and thousands of people like me right now, direct benefits. That's why all of this, why we're here tonight, that's why it's so important. I also realized something else recently. You heard me kind of allude to it in the piece. I said, I'm not losing. I'm still here. I'm fighting. I'm not losing. But I got to amend that. When you die, that does not mean that you lose to cancer. You beat cancer by how you live, why you live, and in the manner in which you live. So live. Live. Fight like hell. And when you get too tired to fight, then lay down and rest and let somebody else fight for you. That's also very, very important. I can't do this don't give up thing all by myself. I got thousands of people on Twitter and on the streets who encourage me. I got these amazingly wonderful people at ESPN. I got corporate executives, my bosses, this is true, who will text message me. And they'll say, hey, heard you had chemotherapy today. You want me to stop by on the way home from work and pick you up something to eat and bring it to you? Seriously? Who does that? Whose boss does that? My bosses do that. But even with all that, the fight is still much more difficult than I even realized. What you didn't see in the piece is what's gone on probably the last 10 days. I just got out of the hospital this past Friday. 7-day stay. Man, I crashed. I had liver complications. I had kidney failure. I had 4 surgeries in a span of 7 days. I had tubes and wires running in and out of every part of my body. And guys, when I say every part of my body, every part of my body. As of Sunday, I didn't even know if I'd make it here. I couldn't fight. But doctors and nurses could. The people that I love, my friends and family, they could fight. My girlfriend, who slept on a very uncomfortable hospital cot by my side every night, she could fight. The people that I love did last week what they always do. They visited, they talked to me, they listened to me, they sat silent sometimes. They loved me. And that's another one of the components of the V Foundation. This whole fight, this journey thing is not a solo venture. This is something that requires support. I called my big sister Susan a few days ago. Why? I needed to cry. It was that simple. And I know that I can call her. I can call my other sister, Cynthia, my brother, Stephen, my mom and dad, and I can just cry. And those things are very important. I have one more necessity. Yeah, it's really two. Two very vibrant, intelligent, beautiful young ladies. The best thing I have ever done, the best thing I will ever do, is be a dad to Taylor and Sydney. It's true. I can't ever give up because I can't leave my daughters. Yes, sometimes I embarrass them. Sometimes they think I'm a tyrant. That's a direct quote. There is an adjective that describes tyrant too, but I'm not going to go there. But Taylor and Sydney, I love you guys more than I will ever be able to express. You two are my heartbeat. I am standing on this stage here tonight because of you. My oldest daughter, Taylor, I wanted her to be here, but college sophomore, summer school, second semester, starting this week. Baby girl, I love you, but you go do you. You go do that. My littlest angel is here, my 14-year-old. Sydney, come up here and give Dad a hug because I need one. I want to say thank you, ESPN. Thank you, ESPYs. Thank all of you. Have a great rest of your night and have a great rest of your life.
That was Stuart Scott's speech from the 2014 ESPYs. He was there to receive the Jimmy V Award for Perseverance and, of course, delivered that memorable acceptance speech. That's the award that Liam Hendricks, the White Sox pitcher, he is going to receive that award tonight after his long bout with cancer, and he is currently in remission. So we're cheering for him. We're cheering for everybody dealing with this disease. Stuart Scott ended up passing away January 4th, 2015, from his long battle with cancer. But like he said in that speech, Emmett, you don't lose your battle to cancer. It's about how you lose. You don't lose the fight. It's about how you live every single day. And that when you are inevitably at a point that you don't feel like you can go on anymore, you let somebody else pick up the baton and finish the race.
It's the support system. And, you know, you'd be surprised. I know there are a lot of times people go, oh, man, I'm in this by myself. You're not. There are tons of people. people that you know, people that you don't, that are there for you. And when you have that strong support system, you could do anything, and that is what today is all about, being part of that support system. V.org/donate. 100% of your donation goes to cancer research. And also, no donation is too insignificant, right? You might go, I can only afford $5, but what is $5 going to do? $5 is going to give somebody hope. It's going to help, you know. So don't think that, you know, whatever you can do will be insignificant, because you can have a huge impact today, whatever your donation is.
Every dollar matters to the V Foundation. As Emmett said, the link to donate, v.org/donate. Everything, 100% of your dollars go to fight cancer and cancer and fund cancer research and those who are on the front line of defending against this awful disease. Straight ahead with the ESPYs on the way tonight, 8 p.m. Eastern Time on ABC. Emmett and I are going to give away our award winners and go through the list of nominees. That's coming up next here on Greeny, ESPN Radio, and the ESPN app.
Number one is laugh. You should laugh every day. Number two is think. You should spend some time in thought. And number three is you should have your emotions moved to tears. Could be happiness or joy. But think about it. If you laugh, you think, and you cry, that's a full day. That's a heck of a day.
It's ESPY Day on ESPN Radio as we continue Jim Valvano's fight against cancer. Visit v.org/donate to join the fight today.
For the ones who get it done, Grainger offers high-quality supplies and solutions for every industry, as well as access to product specialists who have the knowledge and experience to answer your toughest questions. Plus, their commitment to being your safety partner can help you keep your facility safe and your people safer. Call, clickgrainger.com, or just stop by.
This podcast is proud to be supported by Jet's Pizza, the number one pick in Detroit-style pizza. Why? It's simple. Jet's is better. With the thickest, crispiest, cheesiest Detroit-style pizza in the country, there's no competition. Right now, get $5 off any 8-corner pizza with code 8SAVE. That's the number 8, S-A-V-E. Go to jetspizza.com to learn more and find a location near you. Again, try Jet's signature 8-corner pizza and get $5 off with code 8SAVE. That's the number 8, S-A-V-E. Jet's Pizza. Better because it has to be.
Hi, it's Mike Greenberg letting you know ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sportsbook of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me, plus many more. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today. New users get a bet reset up to $1,000 in bonus bets if your first bet doesn't win. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Greeny, the podcast.
AutoZone has free services you need to help get back on the road, like their free AutoZone Fix Finder service. The AutoZone Fix Finder service not only identifies the check engine light code, but also helps identify the most likely cause of the check engine light being on. The information provided by the free AutoZone Fix Finder service is verified by data from over 5.5 million ASE-certified technicians. With over 5,600 locations nationwide, AutoZone is here to help you save time and money with their free services. Getting the job done just got easier. Restrictions apply. Get in the zone. Auto Zone. This is Greeny on ESPN Radio. Courtney Cronin, Emmett Golden with you here on V Foundation Day, leading you into the 2023 ESPY Awards, 8 p.m. Eastern Time over on ESPN. This is an exciting day in sports, Emmett. We've got a lot of award winners to crown, whether it's the best male athlete, best female athlete, best team. Let's bring in our producer, Cam Pratt, to run through all of the nominees and give our answers on who should take these awards home.
We are running through almost all of the nominees. There's a lot of categories here.
I would like to give them all away
only here. Only so much time in the day, but let's get things going here. We've got our nominees for best athlete in men's sports. This is a tough one. Courtney, I'll start with you. We've got Nikola Jokic, of course, MVP runner-up, 2023 NBA champion, finals MVP. Aaron Judge, 62 homers and the AL MVP. Patrick Mahomes wins a Super Bowl and the MVP. And Lionel Messi, the World Cup champ last year. Courtney, who is your athlete of the year in men's sports?
Okay, this is a tough one between Judge and Mahomes, but I'm going to go Aaron Judge because that record stood for a very long time. And last summer's home run race brought me back to a time where I really was locked in on baseball back in the late 90s, watching Sammy Sosa and Mark McGwire go through their own home run race. What Aaron Judge did in 2022 set the bar now at 62 home runs, and we don't know whether Shohei's going to end up eclipsing that feat this year or if it'll have to be, you know, something we wait on down the line. So for me, it is Aaron Judge, the 2022 MVP in the American League and now AL home run leader at 62.
What?
It- Courtney, for me, I got to go with Joker. I've never seen a guy with, how can I put this nicely, the amount of athletic ability that he has dominate so much.
Come on, with the dad bod shots.
I'm just saying, I've never seen it in my life. He was robbed of the MVP, and he just was extremely dominant. The rest of these guys, you look at them, you're like, oh, my God, these are superior athletes. You look at Joker, and you're like, oh, that's just some tall dude. Well, no, he is one of the best, if not the best player in the NBA right now.
All right, how about best athlete in women's sports? Mikayla Shiffrin, the pro skier, 87th World Cup win this year. Sophia Smith of the Portland Thorns. Iga Swiatek in tennis, 3 Grand Slams in the past year, and Asia Wilson, the Aces star, 2022 WNBA MVP and Defensive Player of the Year, and of course the Aces win the WNBA championship. Emmett, who is your Women's Athlete of the Year?
I got to go with Asia Wilson. I mean, MVP, Defensive Player of the Year, and champion, it gets no more dominant than that unless, you know, she won Most Improved, but something tells me she always was really good. It's tough to win that one, too. I'm going with Asia Wilson.
I'm going with Iga Swiatek, and I know most people are going to be listening to this and be like, what, she just got ousted at Wimbledon. Look, it's the 2022 award. She was the world number one WTA Player of the Year. All of the accolades that Cam just mentioned, she is my Woman Athlete of the Year for the ESPYs.
All right, how about Best Breakthrough Athlete? We've got Caitlin Clark, the star from Iowa. Brock Purdy, the 49ers quarterback, is on the list. Angel Reese, of course, the 2023 Most Outstanding Player in the Women's Tournament. And Julio Rodriguez, who put on a show at the All-Star Home Run Derby over the weekend. So Caitlin Clark, Brock Purdy, Angel Reese, Julio Rodriguez. Courtney, who is your Breakthrough Athlete of the Year?
It's got to be Brock Purdy, because unlike the other three names that you mentioned there, Brock Purdy was a relative unknown player, of course, Mr. Irrelevant, the last pick in the 2022 draft, and then gets this team as far as the NFC Championship game. And then if he doesn't hurt his elbow, they're probably in the Super Bowl over the Eagles. So I'm going with Brock Purdy.
What?
I'm going with Brock Purdy as well, so you can hit me with a what. The rest of these folks were always good. I'm not saying Brock wasn't good, but he certainly was irrelevant, unknown, right? A jag, just a guy when he initially took over at quarterback for the 49ers, and he just went undefeated. So that's a pretty big breakthrough, in my opinion.
Couple more here. We've got Best Comeback Athlete, John Jones in the UFC, his first fight since 2020. He beat Cyril Gane for the heavyweight belt. Jamal Murray, 2023 NBA champion, coming off of his injury. Alyssa Thomas of the Connecticut Sun, the Comeback Player of the Year. And Justin Verlander, who won Comeback Player of the Year in the AL and was, of course, a World Series champion. Emmett, who is your Comeback Athlete of the Year?
I'm going to go with John Jones. He was a guy, I thought his career was over. I thought he was done and would be out of the sport. And for him to be able to come back and, you know, win the heavyweight belt, he'll be defending that belt against Clevelander Stipe Miocic. So definitely looking forward to that fight as well. I thought Bones' career was done, and he's the champion right now. So for me, that's Comeback Athlete of the Year right there.
I'm going with Jamal Murray. I remember when he tore his ACL in that game against the Warriors back in 2021, and he vowed to be a better player. And he was on a tear, if you guys remember, during that postseason, and of course the one in the bubble before that. Jamal Murray getting to be an NBA champion this year and how impactful he was. Best two-way game in the NBA this year between him and Nikola Jokic. Best two-man game, I should say. He is my comeback player of the year.
All right, last one. Let's go quick here. The best team of the year. We've got the Denver Nuggets in the NBA, Georgia Bulldogs in college football, the Chiefs in the NFL, the Aces in the WNBA, the LSU Tigers in women's basketball, the Oklahoma Sooners in NCAA softball, and the Vegas Golden Knights in the NHL. Interestingly, missing from this list, both UConn and the 2022 Astros. I guess they didn't want the Astros to be honored with this award, and I can see why. Courtney, who's your team of the year?
It's got to be Oklahoma. They were on a 50-plus game win streak this year, and what they've done over the last 3 years is something that hasn't been done in 30 years since UCLA did it in softball.
Yeah, I'm going to go with the Vegas Knights. They've only been around for, what, six or seven years? I mean, a handful of years, yeah. And for them to already have won a championship, been to the Stanley Cup Finals multiple times, just on the fact that this is the way you start your franchise history, that's pretty impressive. I'm going with the Golden Knights.
Yeah, not too many people, not too many franchises can start something and then 6 years later already have a title. I'm sure there's others out there that wish they could have that sort of success. It's V Foundation Day here. I'm was not trying to say the quiet part out loud, but you just did it for me. It's V Foundation Day here at ESPN Radio. We need your help to raise money for cancer research. V.org/donate. Every dollar matters. Straight ahead, you're going to hear from another member of our ESPN family sharing his story with cancer. That's coming up next here at Greeny, ESPN Radio.
I can't do this don't give up thing all by myself. This whole fight, this journey thing is not a solo venture. This is something that requires support.
It's ESPY Day on ESPN Radio as we continue Jim Valvano's fight against cancer. Visit v.org/donate to join the fight today.
Robert Half research indicates 9 out of 10 hiring managers are having difficulty hiring. If you have open roles, chances are you're feeling this too. That's why you need Robert Half. Our specialized recruiting professionals engage with our proprietary AI to connect businesses of all sizes with highly skilled talent in finance and accounting, technology, marketing and creative, legal, and administrative and customer support. At Robert Half, we know talent. Visit roberthalf.com today.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Greeny, the podcast.
Time to say goodnight to that check engine light with the free AutoZone Fix Finder service. It'll help troubleshoot the likely cause of your light for free so you can drive with peace of mind. Restrictions apply. Get in the zone, AutoZone. Greeny on ESPN Radio and the ESPN app is presented by Progressive Insurance. Courtney Cronin, Emmett Golden with you here on V Foundation Day, one of the most impactful days on our family of networks here at ESPN and ESPN Radio. 100% of your donations go to fight cancer and fund cancer research, v.org/donate. And all morning, Emmett, we've been hearing stories from people who have been impacted by cancer, and we're honored to have Joe Formisano, ESPN associate producer for SportsCenter, in studio with us. And Joe, I know that this disease has impacted your life. I want to give you the floor here to share your experience with cancer.
Thanks, Courtney. Hey, Emmett. Yeah, so my story, just my personal story, it was back in 2015. I was working here, working on the TV radio broadcasts, and I wasn't feeling great. I didn't know what it was. And I went to see the doctor, and they took some blood, and it came back with some concerning things. So we did some more tests, and I was diagnosed with leukemia. And from there, it just was like it all happens in a rush. Like, go to the hospital, get checked in, start the process of like bone marrow biopsies and that kind of stuff to get like the actual diagnosis. And then it's, you know, a lot of chemo, a ton of chemo. And then for me, in my situation, the biggest thing we were looking for is a bone marrow donor. And I got lucky there. I have three brothers, and this is where I started to get really into math, because they told me that a same gender sibling has a 25% chance to match, what they call a 10 out of 10 match. So I started doing the math, and three chances at a 25% each gives me a little bit better than a coin flip. So I felt good about that, as good as I could. And then, so my brothers did the swab to get the DNA, and all three came back as a match.
Wow.
Which was, so the math on that is like a 1.5% chance.
Wow.
So that was like a real, like a weight lifted. And for a while, actually, at the hospital, I was a little bit of a celebrity. Every time I'd go in for a test or whatever, they would say, oh, you're the guy who had three matches. So the doctors chose one of my brothers. They were all very willing to donate. It's a very easy process, the donation. So they were all up for it. The doctors picked my brother Vin, and he stepped up and got the transplant. So that's Christmas Eve of 2015. And it took, it was, you know, 10 out of 10 match. It took immediately. And so then I'm on the road to recovery. And so I was out of work for 14 months. And when I came back, it was what I was used to. That made it easier. And then, you know, going for regular visits, regular checkups, keep an eye on the platelet counts, the blood numbers and everything. And once I hit 5 years in December of 2020. And that's the real point of where you consider yourself, they say cured. So I'll take that. I'll take cured.
Absolutely.
Yeah. So that's where I am now.
Man, Joe, I mean, that's an amazing story right there. Joe, everybody has seen Jimmy V's speech. I'm sure you have as well. How did that speech impact you during your battle?
Well, I remember watching the speech when I was a kid, and I had no frame of reference for cancer. I knew who Jimmy V was. You know, I was basically watched ESPN 24/7 as a kid. So I couldn't identify with it, but it had an impact. Like, you watch him give that speech and you just can't help but be drawn in. And it always stuck with me. And then, so that was 93, right? So then fast forward, when I got out of college, my first job out of college was at Iona, where Jimmy V coached. And I met the first lady that I ever, like when I showed up for work my first day, the lady who showed me around was a sweet lady named Marion Casale, and she was Jimmy V's administrative assistant at Iona. And I felt like I was meeting a celebrity. Like, she was the nicest lady. That was interesting. Then fast forward again to when I was sick. I had family all around me, so supportive that, you know, obviously that's so key. My grandfather, at the time, I think he was, when I went to the hospital, I think he was 94. And he would call me every day to make sure I was okay. And he, pretty early on in this process, he offered it. It was his idea. Every time I talked to him on the phone, he ended the call by saying, don't give up. Don't ever give up.
Wow.
That's incredible stuff.
Yeah.
Joe, we appreciate you taking some time to share that with us. The message that Jim Valvano bestowed on everybody listening not only impacted people in 1993, but 30 years later on ESPY Day, when we honor his legacy and the impact his speech has on everyone. I can't thank you enough for coming in, for sharing your story. And before Absolutely. We get out of here on Greeny, I want to play that clip because it's so powerful. The message so poignant. Here's Jim Valvano's final part of his ESPY speech from 1993.
I just got one last thing. I urge all of you to enjoy your life, the precious moments you have, to spend each day with some laughter and some thought, to get your emotions going, to be enthusiastic every day. And Ralph Waldo Emerson said, nothing great can be accomplished without enthusiasm. To keep your dreams alive in spite of problems, whatever you have, to be able to work hard for your dreams to come true, become a reality. Now I I look at where I am now and I know what I want to do. What I would like to be able to do is to spend whatever time I have left and to give and maybe some hope to others. All right, Arthur Ashe Foundation is a wonderful thing. And AIDS, the amount of money pouring in for AIDS is not enough, but it is significant. But if I told you it's 10 times the amount that goes in for cancer research, I also tell you that 500,000 people will die this year of cancer. And I also tell you that one in every four will be afflicted with this disease. And yet, for somehow, we seem to have put it in a little bit of the background. I want to bring it back on the front table. We need your help. I need your help. We need money for research. It may not save my life. It may save my children's lives. It may save someone you love. And it's very important. And ESPN has been so kind to support me in this endeavor and allow me to announce tonight that with ESPN's support, which means what? Their money and their dollars, that they're helping me. We are starting the Jimmy V Foundation for Cancer Research. And its motto is, don't give up, don't ever give up. And that's what I'm going to try to do. Every minute that I have left, I will thank God for the day and the moment I have. And if you see me, smile and maybe give me a hug, because that's important to me too. But try, if you can, to support, whether it's AIDS or the Cancer Foundation, so that someone else might survive, might prosper, and might actually be cured of this dreaded disease. I can't thank ESPN enough for allowing this to happen, and I'm going to work as hard as I can, you know, for cancer research, and hopefully we'll have some cures and some breakthroughs. And I'd like to think I'm going to fight my brains out to be back here again next year for the Arthur Ashe recipient. I want to give it next year. I know I've got to go. I've got to go. And I've got one last thing. I've said it before, and I'm going to say it again. Cancer can take away all my physical abilities. It cannot touch my mind. It cannot touch my heart. And it cannot touch my soul. And those three things are going to carry on forever. I thank you, and God bless you all.
Fight with cancer ended 55 days after his 1993 ESPY speech. Those are words that resonate with us 30 years later. And here on V Foundation Day, I'm going to remind everybody what Jim Valvano told us to do every single day. Spend time laughing, spend time thinking, and spend time crying. That is a full day in itself. And I can't think of a better way to honor his legacy than by donating to the V Foundation, v.org/donate. 100% of your donation goes to cancer research. And, you know, on ESPY Day, it is such an incredible time to remind ourselves, Emmett, that everybody has been affected by this. And it's up to us to make sure that we keep cancer research in the forefront.
Absolutely. You got a gentleman who I'm sure throughout his life thought, I'm going to be remembered for being a basketball coach. He was a very good basketball coach, but that pales in comparison to what he's remembered for to this day.
What Jim Valvano did for cancer research and for giving us all hope. I hope we can take that into our day today and every day going forward. This has been an incredible experience for me, for Emmett, for all of us here at ESPN Radio. Our tribute to Jim Valvano and the V Foundation continues on here on ESPN Radio. Donate, v.org/donate. We'll see you tomorrow.
Thanks for listening to Greeny the Podcast. You can listen live each weekday morning at 10 Eastern on ESPN Radio. Or watch the show through the Watch tab on the ESPN app. Also catch Greeny on Get Up, weekday mornings at 8 on ESPN, and also available wherever you get your podcasts.